Be quiet then, John, if you can't
Love
find mute.
Talk Radio.
awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my
good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
everybody. Great to be back, and we have a super show for you tonight. We have a gentleman by the name of John, known as Truth Sleuth, on the Gold Ring Healing Fountain, and he's going to tell us all about his awakening to intuition and how it helped him to recover from illnesses. Well, I don't suppose I ever awakened to my intuition, because I had mine when I was tiny. I used to see people passing over my head. And he used to say to me, Mum, someone's just passed over, Mum. And she used to say, oh, no, don't say that. But, you know, so I didn't really awaken to mine. But I suppose with you being a very spiritual person, Gary, being you're a Red Indian, did you awaken to yours, or did you always have yours?
Yes, I did. It was kind of both. I had some things all along in my life, and as a result of walking the red road, I also opened up to many, many other spiritual intuitions. And you know, when we do spiritual things and live a spiritual life, spiritual things begin to happen to us. And it's all about opening to those and listening to that and acting and living from it, I think. So anyway, hi everyone.
Hi, and hi Marika.
Hi.
And Marika's in Holland.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I am. Hello and welcome all.
And did you always have yours, Marieke? Or did you always have yours, Marieke?
Yes, I always had it. I am a very intuitive, and I'm an intuitive person, so I always had it, but I didn't was always quite as aware of it as now.
Yeah.
So.
Oh. Yep. Anyway, can I just mention about the callers? I think we had 11 callers on the line last week, and every week we have people trying to call in. But unfortunately, on the show at the moment, we can't take live callers. But if you have a story that you'd like to share and you'd like to be a special guest on the show, you can leave us a message on the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. And also, if you'd like to add anyone to our healing list, on the Gold Ring Healing Fountain, just leave us a message on there. Just log in to http://goldringhealingfountain.wetpaint.com. Okay.
Great.
Hi, Violet Light. What are you tweaking? Someone in the chat room, she just put, hi, tweaking. Anyway, here we go. A bit of tweak on with the show, haven't we? Are we going to play a song while people get their candles ready tonight,
yes,
later on? And get the
and
glass
the water.
Of water as well. Yeah, and the water.
Yes.
And then we'll have John coming on to speak in a little while.
Okay,
then.
Here we
so we've got a song here now. Beautiful piano, isn't it? Thank you. That was good, wasn't it? Different. And I think Marika's going to ask us to load the link. Are you, Marika?
Yes,
hello.
I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm here. Don't
worry. I thought you'd fallen off.
I'm here. Okay. We have beautiful video this week of source vibration.
Oh, it's a source vibrations one this week.
Yes, yes.
Wonderful.
Oh, well, I'm trying to get it up here because there was something else on my mouse. Okay, but anyway, you can talk to John because I have to find it, Gary.
Okay, well, we'll just go ahead and bring in our guest. Our guest is Truth Sleuth, John, also known as Truth Sleuth from the Gold Ring. John, are you there?
Yes, I am, Gary.
Hey, welcome to the show. Glad you're here. Glad you made it. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I am perfect, and so are you. So the theme for the show is intuition, and we've been talking a little bit about intuition. And I just wanted to ask you maybe a quick question about how you came to your intuitive self and listening to the intuition and how it had helped in healing your own life. You have quite a tale to tell on that. Could you share that with us?
Yeah, sure. My earliest remembrance of or recollection of intuition was in 1976. My aunt, my mother's oldest sister, had been very ill with cancer, and she was near death. And I was living up in Norwalk at the time. I was a follower of Sri Chinmoy, and I had, you know, been meditating for a couple of years, and I was just about to leave the house. It was about an hour and a half drive going home to Middletown, Connecticut, where I grew up. And I was just stepped out of the door. I was on the front lawn of the house and was just going in my car. All of a sudden, I heard the telephone ring. I was the only one in the house at the time. And I knew right away that was my mother telling me that my aunt had passed away night before. And sure enough, I picked up the phone, and it was related to me by my mother that my aunt had passed in the night. And that was that's my earliest recollection of ever having any intuition, I guess. another time it happened in a few years, maybe even quite a few years later. It stands out in my mind anyway. You know, I may have had some intuition between those periods. But I attended a conference up in Maine on Kirlian photography, and I was waiting to have a reading by the psychic that delivered the conference here, the seminar. And I had some time to just hang around. Mm-hmm. It was up in Portland, Maine, and I chose to drive around and listen to some music, and then I went over to a park by the water and had some lunch, and almost like a meditation, you know, it was just kind of quiet. It was a quiet time. All of a sudden, it came to me. My mother was experiencing some sadness over a close family friend's father. It was Don's father. And on the way home from that, conference, I stopped over at my parents' house, and in talking with my mother, she related the story to me, and I shook my head, saying, "Yep, I had picked it up anyways, you know, the fact that she was sad about this fella, because it was kind of sad, the whole story about this fella Don. His father had, parents had a situation where the mother had had Alzheimer's disease. And if you know anything about Alzheimer's disease, it's a horrible thing to have to deal with. And the father just couldn't, this guy couldn't deal with it. You know, they're in their 70s, I guess. And he committed suicide. And, you know, I just picked up the sadness from my mother at that time. And, you know, they say everybody has a connection with their mother, or the mother has a connection with her child. And, you know, we all have connections, and as well as we know, we're all connected. And that's where I first... Well, and it's the second time. It was, that was where I realized that I had a closeness with my mother there. You know, and I was able to pick things up anyway, and then it just went from there. That's how it came about. Yeah, anyway.
Uh huh. That's a pretty amazing story. Yeah, how that opened the gateway or opened the doorway for you and allowed that intuition to start happening. And you began listening to it, and you know, the more we open to that and listen to it and act from that, the better our lives get. You know, at least that's been my experience, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. You know, okay, well, Marika. Uh-huh. And I just wanted to interrupt you for just a second. Marika has already posted the link to the video. And if we can get everyone to click the link on the video and then mute the sound and then press, you know, and then put, pause it and then send up a heart in the chat room just to let us know you've done that and you're all ready and so forth. And we'll just continue with our discussion with John. So so here you are. And what are you doing? Have you got, you said you've got a blog or something on this sort of thing, and you do shows, you're a radio, blog talk radio show host, right? And discussing this a lot, you know, with the discussions along these lines, and became a Gold Ring member and all that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, I became a Gold Ring member last September. You know, and intuition played a part there, because I was able to see it a couple of weeks before it happened. And you know, I guess I put out the call to spirit for something to come my way. And it definitely did in a big way back last September. You know, I consider that one of the best things in my life was coming across the Gold Ring course, and happened last September. And I've learned so much. I just learned so much in my life, you know. I think it was it a couple of days before or something? I just, you know, I felt, I think I wrote it on my Facebook. I said, I've learned like more in 3 days than I have in the last, you know, three quarters of my life, you know. or the culmination, you know, something like that. It seemed to put a lot together for me, put a lot into focus, and you know, I'm forever grateful for you know, getting to where I am right now. Not that I'm in any special place as far as you know, we all need to make progress in our lives and where we're at. But things are really, I think things are really going fantastic for me as far as, you know, where I'm going.
It is amazing, you know, when we let go of that resistance to the spirit, you know, and let go of this 3D thing, this illusion we that has all of our attention called life, and get into the real world. You know, as a Red Indian, and my teachings have been, the spirit world is the real world, of which this world that we live in is just a shadow. And the more we look at it and listen to that and act from it, it's amazing how we cannot do ourselves justice. It's been my feeling of the way our life transpires as a result of that.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, couldn't agree with you more. You know, it's amazing. It's hard, and it's not always that easy, or it is easy.
No.
We don't realize it. You know, to get away from that, to make the separation. You know, or to make the jump, and you know, realize that there's so much better, so much more for you in life when you see it there.
Yeah. So much more.
Yeah.
So you were actually able to heal your own life. Huh? You had the chronic fatigue syndrome.
And
tell us a little bit more how you were able to heal yourself from that, simply by acting on your intuition or tapping into your intuitive self.
Yeah, that was one of the toughest times in my life. Back in the late 70s, I developed chronic fatigue syndrome. I don't know where, you know, how it came about, where it came from, but I knew that I couldn't believe my life was just, I was just one suffering. It was one living hell to get through for that period of time, because I only had like an hour's worth of energy in my body. It's where your immune system is just totally flattened out.
Uh-huh.
And simplest thing like fruit sugar will, you know, just keep you there. You know, it's like you can't eat anything practically, because most of the foods that I was eating were bad for me, and
uh-huh.
I didn't realize it. And to make matters worse, the medical profession kind of written it off as the bad disease of the yuppie flu back then. And I'd gone to...
Right.
All kinds of health practitioners and everything. And I think if it wasn't for a woman pointing me in the right direction at that time, and then just getting involved on my own, you know, I wouldn't have dealt with the illness as good, because I had to become involved. You know, because I wasn't getting any help at all, and things were just worse. They just, you know, stayed that way. It was like, you know, days, weeks, months on end, where you just, you know, can't find good health. And
so, in what way was the woman able to help you? And,
well, this I remember at the time I was in it was either a chiropractor's or an orthomolecular psychiatrist. That's a psychiatrist that uses vitamins and that sort of thing, nutritional supplements. And I was in an office here, and I was looking through a magazine. I think it was a Connecticut magazine or something. It was a Huxley Institute for Biosocial Research, and it was a woman called Dorothy or Audrey Goldman. And she, you know, had a telephone number there. I called up her telephone number, and she says, why don't you start out, take this, you know, go to a doctor and have yourself checked out with a hypothyroid screen test, they referred to it then as. And I just started, you know, becoming involved in my own health situation, you know, becoming a little proactive, I guess you could say. and started to learn, you know, about things about health, because I really didn't know too much at all. I mean, next to nothing back then. And, you know, one thing led to the other, and I just was able to at least keep myself floating, because it was that bad. I really, you know, like I say, I don't know where it came from, but I'd been working in an industrial job at the time for about a year, I guess, or something, and somehow I was very sensitive to things in the environment there. I don't know, but it certainly seems like it may have been there. And you know, I just went from there, went to a lot of chiropractors, got some reasonable some kind of treatment that would work, that had worked at the time. And then I would just get these episodes where outbreaks of this, you know, if I got better, I would be good for like a couple of months or 6 months, and then I'd lapse right into the chronic fatigue outbreak. And the same thing would happen to me again. The immune system would be flattened out, and I'd be sick. You know, and it was awful trying to work in that situation, because you'd go to work and you wouldn't have any energy at all. So when you got home, your legs would be totally shot in total pain, you know, and you couldn't sleep enough either. So it was really tough to get through. And, you know, through the grace of God spirit, something came to me, and I put together this remedy, because I don't believe it was my own doing. It had to be from somewhere else. I, you know, came up with this remedy that just worked like unbelievably so, and it helped me get out of those lapses that I got into.
That's amazing. That's an amazing story, John, and we're glad you're here. Okay, everyone, go ahead, if you haven't already done so, go ahead and click the link to the video. And I'm also going to send a link up for John's blog and on blogspot.com for more information on his illness and how he was able to heal and that sort of thing as well. So, well, great, glad you're here, John. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being our guest. And Marika, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay. And here we go then. I think everybody had preloaded the link already, because I saw a lot of hearts. So I decided to go straight into the countdown.
Okay. Right to the countdown. Here we go. I love your countdown. Here we go. I love the way you do this. Here we go.
And don't forget to mute the video, because we play it on the switchboard for the people
That's
in
right.
the audience.
Don't forget to mute the video.
Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
I just love it how she does that.
Right now it's time to light our candles. And our incense, if we have any. You can also purify before you light your incense. Life to signify. Requesting for us as usual to send out healing to all mankind and all that is. So if you'd like to just light your candles while you're lighting your candle, you can either silently or put into words what you'd like to achieve today. Now we're also going to invite the presence of the angelic realm to help us to send the healing. So we're going to ask for the Archangel Michael of the North. Please bring your love and protection now. Thank you. The Archangel Uriel of the East, please be here with your love and upliftment now. Thank you too. The Archangel Gabriel of the South, please bring your love and wisdom now. Thank you. The Archangel Raphael of the West, please bring love and healing. Thank you. We'd also like to ask for the presence of the Christ energies and the Magdalene energies, the Divine Feminine. Please be with us all now. Thank you. And also the Archangel Metatron. We're now in the presence of the Christ angelic energies, and we're surrounded by love and light and protection. And we're going to ask them to draw around our circle and help us to send the healing, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels. Now we need to focus on our breathing, because our breath is the bridge which connects life to consciousness and which unites your body to your thoughts. Breathe and you are connected to Source, from which all is created and conceived. Breathe and know that everything that happens today is for your betterment and for the betterment of everything and everyone around you. Breathe and contemplate and marvel at life's perfection. The mystery that this is infinity of which you are a vital part. Breathe and you know that the flower breathes with you. Breathe, love, be. Now we're going to ask Marike to do the mantra, please.
Thank you very much, Anna. Dearest Vaishyavas, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth.
become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her. And become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hand. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our heart together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take a deep breath again, we feel the beating of her heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm. They're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth, and we become aware of our connection again, and we know Mitakoye Oyase, we are all related. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see from sky. And when we see beyond from the sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. You can write down all names you would like in the book, but the third name you may write down in gray is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. You are now a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want. You can do that by writing down their names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a moment to write the names down. You can go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. And we say thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love you give. And we can feel the gratitude and joy that it gives us. And I would like you to ask to sit down very comfortable and feel surrounded by this energy as we listen to beautiful meditation of truth. Thank you.
Yourself in a comfortable position, whether you are seated on a chair or sitting down cross-legged on the floor. Rest your arms down upon a table or desk or on the tops of your thighs, the palms of your hands open and facing up, the thumbs and forefingers pressed together. Bring your shoulders back, straightening your spine and relaxing all the neck and shoulder muscles. Tilt your head slightly backward so that your gaze is directed on an upward angle and gently close your eyelids shut. Roll your eyes upwards and back into your head. Let us now take 3 deep breaths, breathing in through the nostrils and out through the mouth. Now breathe in and out. Once again, breathe in and out. Finally, once more, breathe in and out. Now direct your focus to the center of your head, as if with your eyes you are looking into the center of your brain, to where your pineal gland is located. And now shift that focus straight upward and out through the top of your head and just slightly above it. This is your crown chakra, and it is the seat of higher consciousness and the master chakra of the body. Now visualize a large and beautiful, though not quite fully opened, pure white lotus flower here, and embrace its beauty for just a moment. Let's continue holding this focus, if you will, and also at the same time create another focus and travel down your spinal column, stopping at the level of your heart to the centermost area of your chest and at the location of our spiritual heart or heart chakra. Let us focus our feeling in this area and travel deep within into our spiritual heart's door. We will now visualize there a well-manicured green lawn and the most magnificent large white house sitting right directly in the middle of it. Now see yourself standing there, facing the front of this great big house, and walk right up the steps to the front door. You will now open that door, and as you open this door, you are nearly blinded by a shaft of bright golden sunlight. Instantly, this light fills and surcharges your entire being with energy. It travels throughout your body and out through your head and surrounds you entirely. You suddenly feel the warmth of this energized golden light and now experience peace of mind and total bliss as well. As you enter through this doorway, you realize that this is not a house at all. It is a portal to another world, and you now see before you an expansive view of this new world with nice, rich landscape and clear, open sky overhead. In front of you, however, you will also see an exquisitely beautiful, light blue-colored bird that is fluttering its wings and seems to be looking right at you. This is your soul bird, a voice from within tells you. Merge and become one with this bird, and you will be able to fly and soar to great heights through infinite skies. You soon become one with the bird and are now diving and soaring through clear blue sky. It is exhilarating, and you feel immense joy throughout this experience. You are flying free. Enjoy the flight, and while you are flying, cry from deep within your heart many tears of joy and of gratitude for having been able to have had this joy-filled experience. It's a perfectly natural experience, and it's available for you at any time you wish to. Once again, cry from within tears of joy for all the many people who have been like you.
Well, for the people who want to close the chakras, now it's time to do that. And if you'd like to go to the top of your head, and as John was speaking about lotus flowers, you can close that lotus flower. And down to the third eye, closing that lotus flower. Down to the throat chakra, closing that lotus flower. And down to the heart chakra, closing that one. Down to the solar plexus, closing that flower. Down to the navel, closing that one. Down to the base chakra, closing that lotus flower. And down to that feet chakra, closing that one. Or if you prefer to leave them open, that's entirely up to you. If you're new to meditation, it's better that you close them, not completely, but close them for a start. And everyone can leave the feet chakra open just a tiny bit to ground you and connect you to Mother Earth. Well, we're physical beings living in a physical body. Now we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light. This was used by the ancient Egyptians and so is very powerful. You can see the purple light coming in through the top of the pyramid, and you can put the pyramid around yourself, around your whole family, around your house, around your street, around your town, around our planet Earth. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to seal it at the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe and secure until next time we meet. Thank you. That was Carlos Santana. Oh, Santana. Sorry. Angel of the Air. That was gorgeous.
I love that song.
Mm.
Angels of the Air.
Mm. I think we're going to have Intuition next, aren't we, by Shakira?
Yes.
Just to brighten things up a bit.
Yeah. Shall we play it?
Yeah.
Sure thing. Okay, why not?
Yeah. Here we go.
Talk.net. Yeah, everybody's belly dancing in chat in here. Well, Thank you, Rihanna. That was a great song, Intuition, as well. And before we go, we're going to thank everybody for co-creating with us this evening. We've all done a wonderful job, and we've enjoyed it at this end. Hope you have as well. Thank you to Truth Sleuth for being our special guest tonight. Next week, we have Joseph Lopez, and we're going to have another great night next week. And thank you for Marika and Gary.
Thank you, Jen, and thank you. Thank you, John. Truth Sleuth, that was absolutely an incredible meditation.
It was beautiful.
Yes. And thank you, Marika. Thank you, Jen.
Yeah. Thank you, Marika. Thank you, the Angelic Realm. And we ask that they be in the archives for anyone listening later. And don't forget to drink loads of water to release toxins, to ground yourself to Mother Earth, and also because it's good for you.
And I also wanted to add the link that John was talking about to his blog. And I'm going to say it verbally for the people listening to it on the archives. It's http://bestheelever.blogspot.com. And I'll also put it in the chat room again. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Marika.
We see you next week. Bye-bye.
Much love and blessings to you, and I'll see you tomorrow morning on Shift the Week Show.
TNC coming up.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I love you all.